Well, hello. This is the Portland Resistance Calendar, and my name's VJ. Here's what's happening this week, starting today, Friday, June 23rd. For more information, visit kboo.fm/resist. So Good in the Hood is happening this weekend, or will be very, very soon. This multicultural arts, music, and food fest is celebrating its 25th anniversary. The kickoff is today, Friday, at Little Sabina Park, Russell at North Flint Street, 6 p.m. Saturday, June 24th, the Good in the Hood Parade is stepping off from the King School Park at 11 a.m. So steps off from there, proceeds down MLK to Russell, and then to Lillis Albina Park. Once the parade gets into Lillis Albina, the mayor will say something, and then the Revolution Choir will be performing their emotional tone setter and greatest hit, Love Conquers Hate. Then everyone will hang out, listen to music, eat, and otherwise have a great time. I was super excited about the Big Ice Rally, which was going to be Saturday, but it is postponed. From 3 to 5 p.m., there's a community dialogue on displacement called Rising Waters. It's taking place in East County at the Rosewood Institute, 16126 Southeast Stark. Finally, on Saturday, there's Zines for the End Times, a benefit for the Zine Symposium. That's 7 to 9 p.m. at Ford Food and Drink, 2505 Southeast 11th Avenue. Jumping a day. On Monday, June 26th, the Community Alliance of Tenants is holding a Free Renters' Rights workshop in the Wood Village City Hall, 6 to 8 p.m. There was a history pub about the KKK. It's canceled. The Clinton Resistance Series presents the film Fame for Outside the Frame, an organization which benefits homeless youth. That's right, Fame, I Want to Live Forever, I Want to Learn How to Fly. That starts at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 26th and Southeast Clinton. Author Patricia Kuhlberg will be reading from her book On the Ragged Edge of Medicine at Powell's. This book is about medical practice with the poor and homeless here in Portland. Really, sounds pretty depressing, but important, but depressing. Starts at 7:30 at Powell's Books, West Burnside at 10th. Tuesday, June 27th, is food a political and moral topic? Does it have anything to do with gender, race, etc., etc.? Well, what do you think? Food Workers Resist is going to be an event in the style of the Moth Story Slam to tell these stories. That's 6 to 9 p.m. at the Headwaters Theater, 55 Northeast Farragut. Wednesday, June 28th, you can write letters and postcards to imprisoned people at Critical Resistance's regular mail night. They're also working with Call to Safety and Stroll PDX to support those experiencing sexual assault and or being imprisoned for sex work. That's 5 to 8 p.m. at, in other words, 14 Northeast Killingsworth. Thursday, June 29th, the Portland Democratic Socialists have a reading group, and it's meeting to discuss the first two chapters of a book by John Nichols called The S-Word, A Short History of an American Tradition, .. Socialism. Starts at 7, probably runs till 9, Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th. And finally, two events on Friday, June 30th. There's a screening of Arabic Music and Its Secrets and On the Banks of the Tigris. That's happening, or at least starting, at 7:30 at the Clinton Street Theater at 26th and Southeast Clinton. And finally, a professional development type thing called Interrupting Racism Action Shop. It's all day, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Multnomah Friends Meeting House, 4312 Southeast Stark. So that's what I know about, ending on Friday, June 30th. There's more on the blogcast page, naturally. Tune in next Friday for another week in activism in and around Portland. Again, kboo.fm/resist. This is VJ. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.